And we are trying to work a road trip for that Chicago game, because think about the weekend that is. You've got the Cubs at home. We fly in on a Thursday night. We do the show there on a Friday morning.
Sounds good.
Go to the Cubs game that afternoon.
Right.
Then on Saturday, September the 9th, South Bend, Indiana, which is, what, about an hour away, 45 minutes away or so from Chicago.
I've done it twice. I just don't remember.
Georgia taking on Notre Dame. And then Sunday, of course, the Bears.
The Bears.
And the Falcons.
Did you ask Ray?
We got a powerful man in the room. Exactly.
We do. Frank Duffy says he's on board. Will this man be on board as well?
When athletes tangle with the law, we turn to one of 680 The Fan's legal advisors, Ray J.J., on The Rood Awakening.
So, Ray, we are coming to you with our hand out, looking for sponsorship. You can be a part of the trip as well and be treated like a VIP. Will you finance The Rood Awakening's trip to the Windy City?
I will seriously consider it.
anybody
who knows Frank Duffy knows that once he puts that paw of his on your shoulder and whispers in your ear that he wants you to do something.
And I tell you, that's
it's not a whole lot of choices.
This might be a good investment for you, because if you really think about it, us a few days on the road, there's a chance you might get legal work out of this as well. So spend a dollar to make two, perhaps.
One of those airplanes. I'm going to get you in a seat that's been given away to somebody, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to act, right?
Mr. Cellini,
you make
need
that
you
sound?
There you go.
Can you make that noise?
That's good. $1 million howl.
Like a raptor.
Drag me off the plane, and the rest, as they say, is history. As we buy an island. So let's talk about Aaron Hernandez committing suicide a couple of days ago and all of the legal ramifications surrounding it. Now, first of all, I guess the family can't be sued now because technically he isn't around anymore, so he hasn't been charged with anything because the case was still under appeal. And again, you can't charge a dead person.
It's really fascinating. From lawyers, this is probably something that's going to be taught in some law schools, especially in the state of Massachusetts, which still one of the few states that still has this old legal Latin theory that basically says it all starts over. It never happened. You know, ixnay on the conviction, in big Latin. And that has ramifications for both civil claims to try to be collected upon by the victims' families and also life insurance policies. Generally have a 2-year suicide clause. If you commit suicide within 2 years of purchasing the life insurance, it's void. I assume whatever life insurance he purchased was purchased long before he was arrested and incarcerated.
I think they also have access now to any bonus money that the Patriots may have owed him.
You know, it's really fascinating as to wonder if this was a quasi-legal decision on his part.
Kind of got a 4-year-old daughter. If you realize the money's not going to be there and there's no more to come, that could have been part of the consideration.
Kind of looked at a picture of him, you know, blowing a kiss to his daughter in the courtroom, which is everybody, it's out there, and kind of said to myself, huh, you know. Now, was he smart enough to figure this out? Let me say that some of the best law libraries in the world are located in our state and federal prisons.
And you've got the time because you're doing time.
Lord, yeah. I've seen some of these 90-page handwritten legal briefs from folks in custody, and some of it makes sense.
Ray, his attorney, this Jose Baez, the one that got off Casey Anthony, tried to say that there was a chance that the first case could have possibly gone back and revisited and overturned that conviction.
Well, there's almost unlimited appeals. At least there, maybe not unlimited, but there's lots of appeals and there's lots of
which might have given Aaron Hernandez some
a little
false hope. Yeah,
also perhaps. That's very true. So I don't know what advice Mr. Baez has given. It's no secret. I've been a critic of his in prior incarnations of being on TV and watching him try that case in Florida. Mm-hmm. However, he did win, and now his name is attached at least to another partial victory. But who knows what advice Mr. Hernandez got or found on his own?
A couple of other just details that are coming out since the suicide of Aaron Hernandez. Apparently, allegedly smoked a synthetic marijuana, K2, before the apparent suicide. And then this one, according to a Boston-based reporter Michelle McPhee, the CO, the correctional officer, this is the person assigned to Hernandez's cell block, has been detached with pay. She also tweeted that the officer did not conduct the 2 a.m. cell check. Hernandez was found dead at approximately 3:05.
Yeah, with respect to the first issue, don't anybody kid themselves. There's no shortage of drugs in jails and prisons. None at all. Cell phones, drugs, all kinds of stuff get smuggled in. Secondly, they're going to have an autopsy of this Mr. Hernandez, and there will be a toxicology, and we'll see most likely if there are any illegal or mind-altering, mood-altering substances in his blood system. Lastly, you know, he was not on suicide watch, and he's been in custody for a long time. They, you know, most of the prisons and jails know how to deal with that, but they've got rounds that the guards and the security folks are supposed to make and check in, just like everywhere else. It's a security job. And now, whether or not that would have prevented a suicide, you're literally saying, you know, was the 2 o'clock check in the moment of asphyxiation? Most likely not, but nonetheless, somebody's going to be punished for this happening on somebody's watch.
Ray Giudice, one of our legal experts here with us. Before we let you go, you brought up synthetic marijuana. Cyrus Kwanjo plays for the Buffalo Bills. I guess on Thursday, he pulls his car off to the side of the highway, climbs an electric fence. Their police find him. I think he was naked from the waist down. And the first thing that he said to the police was, shoot me. That sounds like somebody on something.
Yeah, you know, we all, at least I think Chris Rude and I are looking at ourselves, we're old enough to remember the, you know, the late 60s and early 70s. And basically what marijuana did and still mostly does is make you want to sit on the couch, eat potato chips, as Mr. Barkley says.
Chill.
And listen to Inagata DeVita. So we're most likely, if that's the case, talking about a substance or a chemical imbalance from his own body.
But synthetic marijuana, yeah. Again, we've seen evidence of that having
different responses.
Very much different.
You close the circle for me. Exactly right. Because you don't know where that came from. You don't know who did what. You know, the marijuana that's being now commercially grown, the most that they're doing is sort of dialing up the THC level and flavoring and things like that. But they're, at least in theory, not putting God knows what chemicals in
the weed I smoked was not reefer madness weed. Synthetic marijuana
is
really
madness.
Could be.
I think you're right. So I think that's what, but again, you know, hopefully, first of all, I think the young man clearly needs some help, whether it's substance issues or psychological or mental health issues that should be addressed. Thank goodness the officer acted completely responsibly. There's no, we're not reporting on a tragic situation. We're reporting on an odd situation, and that's good for him. But I hope he gets some help on that.
So if I take my pants off and they find me in a field
again,
and I need your help, what do I need to do?
Total defense, insufficient evidence.
And hope that your phone isn't in your pants.
See what I did there, right?
Yeah. That's no phone.
And don't worry, if that does happen, he'll have the picture up on Facebook in a week.
Immediate.
Oh, good.
Yeah, hey, listen, you got to make content. We all know that.
That's right. It's all about creating content. That's what Diamond Jim, our boss, says all the time. But if we need you, what do we need
to
do? I'm here,
404-964-4185, the website. Sometimes I'm at the stadium. Come up and say hi.
Ray Giudice, interview of the week tomorrow with Mark Lemke and I. Ken Singleton, longtime player, 2,000-plus hits, longtime broadcaster, really good guy. Ken Singleton will join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
New York Mets, early 70s,
that is
and
correct,
Orioles
sir.
As well.
That
big
is correct.
Guy back
and
in the day.
You had Rick and Keel on, too, as
he's
part of the Ray Giudice interview of the week, and he's going to be joining us next week.
Wow.
Cool.
Great.
All right, so, Ray, get together with Frank Duffy and crunch the numbers and let us know what you think about that weekend trip to Chicago.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you at the airport that Thursday.
Ray Giudice with us.